Hi there guys, welcome back to Attack on Final Fantasy, the Final Fantasy podcast where I try to complete every single Final Fantasy game using attack only. Today we are going to the Eifer Tree to take on that little dungeon. So yeah, join me, let's crack straight into it. Tots TV is going to join us on our journey to the Eifer Tree because we need her to break the seal. I've just popped back into Maiden to stock up on some items. To get to the Eifer Tree, I've got to go back through a little bit of the mountain path and get out this exit here, and we're on the plains and you can see it in the distance. Not too far at all. In fact, nope, I didn't get into a single battle trying to get here. The Eifer Tree is spewing out mist everywhere. So this is the source of mist, Zidane tells us. There's a force field around it that we can't get through. I'm going to get Zidane to body slam it a couple of times though. Before asking Tots TV to break the seal. Tots TV breaks the seal and we get a ruby as a reward for it. Apparently the Eidolon told us hurry up. That's why it took so little time. Royalty thinks to herself, I didn't hear anything though. So is she a real summoner? What is going on there? The Eifer Tree has a lot of undead enemies within. So I stocked up on some magic tags, which basically cure zombie. If I get zombied, I could do it out of battle, obviously. It looks like a tree branch with tentacles. It's dead. We get to a part where seems to be an elevator. Basically, Zidane touches it and it glows, so we're going to try standing on it. Go on, just gonna, I'll be fine, don't worry. Yeah, you will be fine. Yep, there he goes. Oh, yeah, it's a little lift. to be honest, the enemies here I thought would be quite tough, but they're not, they're completely fine. I'm going down these winding branches into the, I guess it's the center of the tree. And I've just picked up a Lamia flute, which gives Tots TV some extra attack power. But I've got to put her in the front row now so she can use that attack power. We come across this leaf that we'll stand on, and it sort of spirals down like a roller coaster, going right down to the bottom of this thing we could not see the bottom of. There's green light coming up from it. Yeah, there's some sort of glowing powder that's stopping the wind from blowing us off because we are going quite fast. We're ambushed by some enemies, but we take them out, and now we're questioning why the mist from here seems to be only on the Mist Continent, which is quite far away from where we are right now. They think that maybe it's being channeled there somehow. Vivi makes the connection between the Mist, Kuja, and Black Mages. And Tots TV is like, I'm so confused right now. Yeah, I feel that way as well, Tots TV. And then she's like, another one's headed this way, so we're about to get into another fixed fight. It was a dragon zombie, and it managed to take out Royalty and Tots TV with level 5 death, but Sex Pest and Cutie Bum finished it off. No bloody worries, mate. We reach the end of our ride, and it looks like, the camera panned down, it looks like there's like harp strings going down. I wonder if that's meant to be reminiscent of the Clara harp. I don't know, man. I've healed everyone up, and now we're going to continue downwards. Royalty seems to think that this tree looks more like a machine than a tree. She's not wrong, it is a bit of a weird fucking tree. Apparently everyone could sense something coming from below, but we actually get ambushed from above, so I'm about to go into a boss fight. So this boss fight is with a tree thing, with what looks like bricks in its branches. And it's telling us that basically the mist that's created is a byproduct. It is pumped through roots to other continents to try and provoke fighting in people. Kuja is using the waste product to make weapons, like the Black Mages. So this is, yeah, it's basically a thing that this plant is doing to try to get continents and civilizations to fight with one another. Once again, Broyalty and TOTS-TV get taken down by level 5 death. But I was a bit worried. I did think, oh shit, do I have to go back and grind these another level? But nope. Sex Pest and Cutiebum did it. They pulled through. Not very hard at all. Yeah, there's attack only on this one. It isn't too challenging. I mean, I am 33 and 32, so might be a little bit over-leveled, but it's not like I've had to power level or anything yet, except for that evil forest at the start. That's the only time where I've had to think, shit, I've really got a level. So yeah, all good. The tree is dead, so that should stop the mist from being produced. There's a little cutscene where we see the mist receding and getting sucked away from the mist continent. Then in a cutscene afterwards, they're just chatting outside the Life Tree. The air is pretty clear now. And Vivi's like, I think the Black Mages are going to fucking hate me because now there's no more mist. There'll be no more Black Mages. What have I done? I've just committed genocide, basically. And TOTS-TV is like, nah, mate, you're right. Zidane's hoping that Kuja will come flying in now to see what the fuck has happened. As we were finishing up the conversation, a Moogle comes in and it's like something's been stolen from the village. So we've got to go back to Maiden to figure out what has been stolen. This has obviously meant that no one's there to greet Kuja when he gets there, but as Zidane said, it's not too far away, so it should be fine. We should be able to get to a village, sort that out, get back in time. Hopefully, if I don't fuck around in the menus too long. We're back at the village, and we've gone to TOTS-TV's house. Underneath her house was a little storage room where she kept a stone that she was meant to be guarding. It was passed down from summoner to summoner. And it's been stolen by the girl from Fossil Rue. TOTS-TV has just gone to pray to her grandparents because she thinks it's her fault for unlocking the seal that the stone has gone missing. But it's not. It's the thief that's in the wrong here. So we're going to go to the Eidolon Wall and save her. So that female bounty hunter from earlier, whose ass we kicked in Fossil Rue, has got TOTS-TV. She stole a stone because apparently it looks exactly like the pendant that Garnet has as well. Garnet's like, look, just take my pendant and let TOTS-TV go. And Lani's like, no, I don't think I can do that. Just as we're about to hand over the pendant, the red-headed bounty hunter, the bloke from earlier on, comes crashing in. Apparently he's a wanted man, his face is all over Trino. And he says to the party, look, I'm not here to help, I just want it to be a fair fight. And then he tells Lani, look, leave the jewel and fuck off. And Lani's like, I thought we were partners. And he's like, no, we're not. You're a kidnapper. I'm a bounty hunter. Oh, fuck off. And then Sex Pest and this redheaded bloke go mano a mano and start fighting each other. Although this dude seemed to counter everything we did, we took him out nice and easy. Sex Pest decides to spare this guy's life and the guy's like, but why, you could kill me, like you won the fight. And Sex Pest is all like, yeah, just give back the thing that you stole and then it's fine, we're both still alive, we had a fight and we're still alive, isn't that enough? And the guy's like, oh, okay. And then he gives it back and then he jumps away over the wall, never to be seen again. We go back to TOTS-TV's house and find her in the basement again in the little storage area. And she decides that she wants to come with us. She is mad at Mog for abandoning her again. And it turns out Mog is a girl and Zidane's like, ooh, hello, female. Be because he's a fucking creep. Royalty has just wandered off by herself. I'm getting sick to death of his people just wandering off. Oh, wowzers, some stuff has happened. So we hear singing and we follow it to find Dagger on a little boat. And it's in this sort of cove underneath Tots TV's house. As we're talking, the boat sails out and Dagger goes, "Oh, the Eidolon Wall looks like it's on fire in the sunset." And then she has this flashback to being on the boat as a kid and watching this village burn. There's an eye in the sky as well, and now we're back on dry land. And then she's like, "So that's why no one knew the song, because it's from here. I'm from this village. I had only got to Alexandria when I was 6 years old. This is where I come from." Royalty doesn't know why she doesn't have a horn anymore or anything about her past, but she's determined to find out and she wants to ask Dr. Tot when we get back. The man in red has just approached us and he's going to come along with us. So that's good. I've got someone that can actually punch a bit now. So his name is Amaranth. He's a human male, aged 26. What shall I call him? Let's call him Red. You can't do a space in this, can you? I'll try doing a space. Red 13 X I. Yeah, Red 13. Ugh, yeah, delete the space. Some call me the Flaming Red 13. Yep, boys. Fine, we'll call you Red 13. Yep, boys. For the first time in the game, I get to choose a party. So I've gone with Sexpest, Royalty, Cutie Bum, and Red 13. I'm leaving Tots TV behind for now. As we know, my first thing is to teach Red 13 all of the abilities I need to. Counter, that's good. And yeah, luckily it looks like some of these abilities won't take as long as they have in the past. Things like counter need 255 AP, but other stuff just needs like 10-15, so it won't be very long at all before I can get on my way again. Okay, well, I lied. Some stuff needed 60 AP to master, but that's fine. It's done now. It is behind me. I'm outside the Eiffel Tree, ready to go in and hopefully kick Kuja in the dick. Yep, there he is. Comes flying in his silver dragon. For some reason, he stood up on the dragon like some sort of weirdo. And he plans to go into the trunk of the tree to watch something unfold. I don't know what that something is yet, but it's going to be magical, I'm sure, because it was very poetic about it all. So we've got the chance to either change party members, go to the menu, or keep current members. So let's keep current members and head on in. The party gets to a part where they have to get up into the trunk that Kuja is in. There's some talks of getting a gargant because there's gargant grass around, so there must be a gargant somewhere. But no, instead, Red 13 just grabs the two kids, Vivi and Tots TV, and just leaps up there. Zidane has to carry Dagger on his back, but we're up there. We get a little scene with Kuja. Apparently he's just waiting for the elephant lady to show up and for something to start. With that, he sees Sexpest and the gang approach and he's like, "Oh well, I can waste a bit of time on these guys." And I get to organise myself again. I guess that the boss fight just happens straight after this. So what I'm going to do is organise party. No, menu. And I'm going to equip that ability that I said about earlier, the MP attack ability, that's the one. I'm going to take off Beast Killer and put on MP attack because Sexpest has it and so does Red 13 now. So that should make this fight a little bit more easier. And away we go. Well, as a Bowser, I got a little bit ahead of myself. Kuja isn't being fought right now. He's actually gone to face the Queen. So I'm going to take MP attack off these guys. Yeah, daggers just run off to release the sealed Eidolon in the tree to help her mother fight Kuja. Basically, the Queen has everything she wants now, and the only thing standing in her way is Kuja, so she's come to defeat Kuja. But Kuja doesn't seem scared at all. There's a Moogle here. Oh, there's a letter from Skills. This is gone. Is this a blessing or a curse? Ooh, still scared. Okay, so we got to go chase after Dagger now to make sure that she's okay. Some of that might not have made any sense because I was in my menu doing stuff. So yeah, Kuja and the Queen are going at it, and Dagger wants to get this Eidolon to help her mum. The sealed Eidolon was Leviathan, but this is useless because the Queen is on a fleet of ships, and if we use Leviathan now, it will wipe out the ships. There's this cutscene where the Queen summons Bahamut, and Bahamut attacks Kuja and the Silver Dragon, causing Kuja to bleed. In this final scene of the second disc, Kuja says that he's going to take the third act away from Gaia. Gaia is the planet we're on right now, and he is going to go face his nemesis. With this, he reaches up to the sky and a big eye opens up and it sends a pulse wave down onto the ships below. All the black mages get either knocked unconscious or killed, I'm not sure, but this causes Bahamut to turn on the Queen and blow up most of the ships. Now another scene, this is start of disc 3 now, has opened where the Queen is dying on the beach and she is very remorseful of everything she has done. But there is one ship, and I think this is the ship we used to get around for a little bit now. So, you know, swings and roundabouts, I guess. There is yet another scene where it's the princess putting roses on her mother's grave. Some time must have passed because her hair's grown back a little bit longer than it was. And she is to be crowned the new queen in 3 days. Now we shifted to Zidane with the theatre troupe in a pub in Alexandria. Zidane seems pretty down about the whole situation, and the theatre troupe decide to go to Ruby's new mini theatre to watch a play. They bump into Vivi on the way out, and now I'm in control of Vivi. Woo! Yeah, like I say, don't know how much time's passed, but I should imagine it's a little while. I should imagine. So I think we've got to go see Zidane, I guess. Make sure he's all right. Nah, Zidane doesn't want to talk to us, so we're going to go to the mini theater as well to have a little look. Sod off, you active type. No, I'm not watching it. Go away. Just gonna go watch a little play. Vivi goes to watch the play at the mini theatre. We're taken to the castle then, and royalty really wants to see Sex Pest, but she's told that she can't see him because they live in different worlds now. There is then this other scene where Tots TV decides she's going to write a love letter to Zidane, and she ropes Dr. Tot into helping her with this. Oh, Dr. Tot also gave Dagger back the summons that she lost that were forcibly taken from her in the form of stones. We get a bit more backstory from Dr. Tot about how Princess Garnet, when she arrived, she did have a horn, but she looked just like the princess that had just passed away. So the king ordered the horn to be removed and she took the place of the dead princess. Dr. Tot helps Tots TV with this love letter and she chuffs off to deliver it to Zidane, but she gets caught up with Baku, who ends up with the letter and promises to deliver it to Zidane. But whilst he's waiting for a boat to arrive, he gets in an argument with Steiner and he drops a letter, gets on a boat, Steiner's left, and now Beatrix is here and the letter is on the floor. Beatrix picks up the letter and reads it, and it reads, "When the night sky wears the moon as a pendant, I shall wait for you at the dock." Oh, how lovely. I'm very known. And she thinks that Steiner wrote the love letter to her. Back at the pub, Sex Pest is pining over royalty, and he asks Baku if he can join Tantalus again, but they're like, mate, nah, sod off. And then Vivi comes in and he's like, can we go see royalty? And Zidane's like, yeah, sure, all right, let's go. But before that, I'm going to explore a bit because I'm pretty sure I missed some stuff as Vivi, so I hope I can still get it. Things like seeing Stiltskin again. I did miss Stiltskin. Damn it, he's gone. But I did synthesize some items, most notably some feather boots, which teaches the auto float ability, which will come in very handy later on in the game when Zidane and Vivi have to fight something alone. Now, before going to the castle, I'm going to end this episode because otherwise I could just keep going, could I? Thank you so much again for joining me. 5 stars and reviews makes everyone's dreams come true. I fucked up again, but it's nearly there. I've nearly got it. I've nearly got it as good as my intro. Open your curtains, open the windows, and just yell, listen to Attack on Final Fantasy to all your neighbours. I'm sure they'll appreciate it. All right, much love. Bye.